So there was Shenmue, Skies of Arcadia, another game I've heard is really good, but I've never played, and Phantasy Star Online.
Like the one for...
The Dreamcast.
Oh, okay.
See, I played it for GameCube, but it was still good.
GameCube Online. What? Was that like the only online GameCube game?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's the only game like you can't sell the games out. Which is retarded because it's not just online, like, and you don't need a code or anything. Like, you don't need to...
It has a single-player mode.
Yeah, which is what I mostly played, actually.
They do take the one for 360, because I guess it has a single-player. And we don't take, like, DC Universe, though.
So that's Adventure.
You also don't take Final Fantasy fucking gay face.
Yeah.
So that's Adventure. In Target, we have Toy Commander, which I've never heard of, but from the sound of it, it just sounds like something very throwaway.
Sounds like Army Men or something.
Yeah.
Rez, which I've never played, but...
I think I've heard of that.
It's another game that I've never played, but I keep hearing is amazing.
Yeah, I think I played it, but I can't remember.
Hmm.
I know I've heard of that.
Yeah. And this one kind of gave me a bit of a chuckle. Typing of the Dead.
I've always wanted to try that game. Like, it's just like a learn, like, teach you how to type game, but like... You have to, like, type the words right and, like, in time, yeah, or else the zombies eat you, yeah, and stuff. I've always wanted to try that.
That's kind of the, like, inspiration behind the game. I talked about this last podcast, too, the Rock of the Dead.
Where, oh,
did,
yeah,
you play that?
No, but I want to. So bad. I don't care if it got bad reviews. I want to play it. I want to kill zombies with music and listen to Neil Patrick Harris.
I think it'd be neat
and
if they,
Rob Zombie's body parts.
As much as I absolutely, like, don't like the concept of texting, I think it would be neat if they remade, Typing of the Dead so they could work with that little, you know, the little texting sort of add-on that they have for the 360.
Oh, with the messenger
texting
pad then?
Yeah, the messenger pad.
Texting.
That would be even cool for, like, I mean, I'm usually against, like, cell phone games, but I'd like to play
that. Or an iPhone game,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we got for Target and Strategy. We got, Rhapsody of Zephyr, I've never heard of it. Panzer Front, I think it's a tank game.
Wait, what's... What?
Strategy.
I know another game, that Panzer or something.
Panzer Dragoon Order.
Yeah.
I know that one was for 360. I think there
wasn't 360, it was original Xbox.
Yeah, I know.
There are some Panzer Dragoon games on here, I just haven't gotten to them yet.
Okay.
And so Strategy, Rhapsody of Zephyr, Panzer Front, and Choo Choo Rocket. I take you've played that before?
I've heard of it.
I've heard that one too. I think that one's made by Sega?
I think so.
Because I think it's on like the Sonic Mega Collection or something.
I think that was another sort of game that you play online with the Dreamcast.
Okay. I thought it was, for some reason I was thinking of like another NES game.
Yeah. So that does it for Sega Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
No Soul Calibur.
Mm.
Which sucks. That is not on there. Soul Calibur doesn't suck. Soul Calibur is awesome.
Well, actually, wasn't it Soul Blade first? It was Soul Blade 2. Soul Blade.
Yeah, Soul Blade, but Soul Cal... Wait. Actually, I'm not sure. I think Soul Blade was strictly in arcades.
No, because I own Soul Blade for PS1.
Oh.
Really...
Soul Blade 2 was strictly arcade. Soul Calibur was
on the Dreamcast, I know that.
Yeah, and then Soul Calibur 2
wouldn't have surprised me if it was multi-platform, though.
Soul Calibur 2 was PS2
and GameCube and Xbox.
And then Soul Calibur 3.
Have we got through the PS1
yet?
No, we haven't gotten to there
yet.
So
I was going to say, like,
there's Soul Calibur 4.
Dreamcast had, like, Resident Evil Code Veronica, but we haven't mentioned, like, the older Resident Evil games. And Resident Evil Code...
He already says Resident Evil.
Resident Evil Code Veronica was good, even though, like, no one plays it because it didn't have, like, a number after its name or something, so. That one was actually really, really good. One of the last original style.
I told you, trying to play that with Bad Axe was the most hilarious thing I think I've ever seen. He is not good at games.
Well, someone who's not good combined with, like, the difficulty of Resident Evil games. At least the older ones. Does not fit well.
So that's...
Just kidding, I love you.
So that's Sega Dreamcast. After that is Sega Saturn, which...
What? Why is that...
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Weird, yeah.
I mean,
didn't
chronologically, that came before the Dreamcast.
Yeah, that's weird. All right.
But I guess it's not really something you can really complain about.
Yeah. With this list and all.
Yeah. I mean, there are much worse things you could complain about on this thing.
Yeah, definitely.
In action, we have Clockwork Knight. No? Nothing?
I don't know if I'm going to know any of these ones.
Clockwork Knight, Tomb Raider, the original.
Oh, okay, I know Tomb Raider.
Boobies.
Yeah, everyone knows Tomb Raider at this point.
I actually liked Tomb Raider when I was younger.
And Nights into Dreams.
Oh, I know Nights.
I think I
only played one of them, and it wasn't even a real one. It was for Sega R-Zone.
Not the best place to get your games.
No,
of it, but I've never played it. I know it's one of, like, Sega's...
Actually, R-Zone isn't even games. It was one of those LCD things that was just pretending to be a game system.
Yeah. You stuck it on your head. It was cool.
It's like you were in cyber world.
Made your
space.
Brain explode.
Yeah, in the commercials, you explode into blue smoke or something. Never mind. Moving on to adventure, Panzer Dragoon Saga. Mm-hmm.
Was never... that basically kind of Final Fantasy?
I'm not sure. I've never played, but
I think it's
heard
made,
good.
Also made by Square.
Only one I ever played was the Ordo one, and that was flying.
Yeah, that's like a flying, like, shooting...
Except you're on a dragon.
Yeah, you're, like, on a dragon, but, like, this series, the one he mentioned, is, like, an RPG, like, turn-based, I think, like Final Fantasy, and it might even be made by Square, I'm not sure, but I watched someone play it. And, like, but, like, one major thing about it is, like, you can turn into, like, dragon forms. Like, each person has their, like, special dragon form.
So, like, Legend of Dragoon? Except not?
Or, am I thinking of that? Crap. Why would everything just suddenly use Dragoon in the name?
Legend of Dragoon is a completely different series. It came out for PlayStation 1.
Okay, yep, okay. What series are we on? Goddamn. Yeah. Am I, like, am I listening?
Yeah. That's a good RPG, but I'm sure we'll get to that eventually. Yeah. Or some
herp derp for disregard everything I just said.
So, Panzer Dragoon Saga, Dark Savior, never played before. Mm-hmm. And Blazing Dragons.
Dragons and
Dragoons
and Dragon Time! Allison's all kinds of confused.
And that's Adventure.
Agrons.
Under Target, there's Wing Arms. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Black Fire.
Nope.
Never heard of it. And another Panzer Dragoon game, Panzer Dragoon 2 Zwei.
Zwei?
Yep, that's just German for... No, wait. It's German for two.
How is it spelled?
Zwei.
Right.
I don't know if that's, like, the right way you spell it, but...
Yeah, no, I took 1 year of German.
Oh, actually, I know that, because I learned it from Team Fortress.
We said the leaves are education.
Sturmendraf!
Einsbahn.
And under strategy, we have Command & Conquer. Good game, really better on the PC.
Yeah.
As with all real-time strategy games, for that matter.
Exactly.
Halo Wars sucks. Blazing Heroes.
Which one's that?
I don't know.
I feel like I've heard of it, and I see it all the time, but now I can't think of it. Don't know.
Yeah, but that's you get getting your game's confused still.
Shut up.
Like, you just start to describe a game, and just like, that's Zelda.
Shut up, man.
And
just as long as you're not as bad as my brother's girlfriend. We're good.
Yeah, because
Half-Life and Silent Hill are good. The same game.
Yeah. I was raging pretty hard at that.
So we got Command & Conquer, Blazing Heroes, and SimCity 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably like every other SimCity.
That's that. And now we're moving on to Sony PlayStation.
Woo! There better be good games on this one.
I never heard of
Let's just see. Under action, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Fucking amazing game.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I totally agree with that one.
That one's pretty awesome.
I really, really am disappointed that there haven't been any more Oddworld games.
Hey, They did have a race.
Yeah, they had outrun games. Just
they made one for
Abe's Odyssey. There's Munchies.
Well, there's no. I mean, there hasn't been any recently. Like the last game they made was Stranger's Wrath, and that was back on the original Xbox.
Yeah, I heard that one was kind of like a kind of cult. Like it wasn't really big, but like it was supposed to be really.
Yeah,
good.
They were all pretty much like that. But
hey, what was that?
Garden.
So under action, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Metal Gear Solid.
I agree with that.
Oh my god. One thing that...
It's another one of those games that just kind of has to be on a list like this.
It does.
What I don't get is, with its like most famous boss fight being like Psycho Mantis like messing with your memory card and controller, nothing has ever like really done that besides Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
There's no other game that's just like reading your memory card and just like
messing
with your head. Why doesn't anything do that anymore?
Yeah, that would be really
pissed off
a lot
of people.
It was so cool. Like,
that is another game that there are so many memories playing that when I was a kid, and just like that was the game that like my group of friends growing up, like we only had like one copy between us, like we would like share it or like go over so and so's house to play it, and there's just like so many like, oh my god, what's going on?
So Abe's Odyssey.
And then I accidentally, trying to buy it, I bought Metal Gear Solid VR Missions because I thought it was Metal Gear Solid. And I was like, no, it's still awesome though, but no.
I bought that one too, I have it right now.
It was the ketchup. Do you know what I'm referencing? Last mission of VR Missions.
I never actually played VR
Missions. God damn it!
I never played VR Missions. I own it.
I spoiled it for you. It's the ketchup.
I would assume that they would have some sort of ketchup-like thing for, I mean, the part of the game where you escape and use ketchup as your blood.
So Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Metal Gear Solid, and Crash Bandicoot Warped.
I agree with those. I'm good.
Yeah, I really can't say, like, whether that's, deserving or not, because I'm not, like, a big Crash Bandicoot fan. All the games seem really... really similar to me, so...
I'm not the biggest Crash fan, just of all of the Naughty Dog series. That's the only one I played and liked. And
I think, didn't, like... I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
I feel like PS1, like, really revolutionized a lot of, like, some of the main series that we see nowadays. I think that, like, the fact that there's only, like, three or four for, like, each genre is not enough. Some points.
There's another series I think is really good, but I don't... It might also be under Adventure, so I don't... So I don't want to say anything until...
Okay. Moving on to Adventure, we have Grandia. Another game I've heard is good, never played.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
Lunar Silver Star Story Complete. Which is a bit of a long title. You played it?
Isn't it an RPG?
Yeah, they're all three of them are RPGs.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII.
No.
Derp.
No.
Of all the Final Fantasies, I picked that one.
Okay, going back to Lunar, I've never played Lunar, but I do have my friend Josh Pathfinder is a huge fan of that game.
Everyone's a huge fan of that game.
Final Fantasy VII Lunar.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker. Final Fantasy VII, as much as Final Fantasy is overhyped, and that game especially, it was, for its time, a very good game. Like, it was the first RPG that got all into, like, the 3D shit. And, like, all the cutscene craziness.
Yeah, but any RPG could have done that, really.
But it was the first one. And, historically speaking, if we're gonna do that whole...
Didn't 6... I mean, not, like, gameplay-wise. I mean, at least, like, the rendered cutscenes.
Yeah, I think the PlayStation version of 6 did that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
They had FMVs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. For what it's worth, Final Fantasy VII did...
Yeah.
Breaks and fucking souls.
Yeah. I'm willing to buy that if it's in the whole historical context, but I really...
Fuck, we got enough Mario going on.
But it's not...
more Final Fantasy.
But in my opinion, it's really not that great an RPG compared to, like, you know, other ones, and it's definitely not the best Final Fantasy
game.
It's
definitely no Legend of Dragoon. Wait, now we can bring up Legend of Dragoon. Actually, Legend of Dragoon is a better RPG. Much better RPG.
I wouldn't know, because I've never played it. There's a lot of JRPGs I haven't played. I'm more a Western RPG fan.
Me too. The only JRPG I own is Final Fantasy XII.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Sure, go ahead.
Right. Well, it's much, like, I mean, the combat, as much as QuickTime events are, like, a horrible, horrible thing now, it had QuickTime events with every battle, but it still had the standard, like, turn base thing, like this person goes, that person goes, that person goes, but when you pick your attack, you actually do have to push buttons while you're attacking, and it, you know, depending on what you hit, makes the attack out, which now seems dumb, but at the time, no other RPGs did that, so it was kind of like, oh, I'm actually part of the battle! Woo! The cutscenes were fucking breathtaking and amazing, and like almost pushed the PlayStation 1 into like seizing. The story was fucking amazing. At least I thought it was amazing. Like, it dealt with, I mean, obviously you could do this in more of a straightforward thing, but it dealt a lot with like racism and stuff. But it was more on like a, like, oh, there's this magical race, and then there's this other race, fairies. I don't know. And it did have, like you brought up earlier, every person had a dragoon form, so it wasn't just like, oh, there's the healer, and then there's the warrior, and there's that guy. Every single person could transform and be this fucking badass dragon thing. There's that guy.
He buys us lunch.
Yeah. But I it's one of my favorite RPGs. Like, the voice acting is horrible, and it didn't age well. Like, if you grow up, like, if, like, modern gamers were like, oh, I fucking love all these graphics and shit, and the voice, and then go back, they're like, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, but I loved it.
As JRPGs in general go, my favorite is Chrono Trigger, but we already brought that up for the Super Nintendo, pretty much.
Yeah. Actually, going back, since it wasn't mentioned, and I don't think it's going to be in these other categories, unless they do what they did earlier, another series that was really good, adventure, maybe, game, I don't know, or action, I don't know, was Klonoa?
Oh, Klonoa or Klonoa?
Yes,
is it Klonoa or Klonoa?
Klonoa.
I don't think it's on here. I think
that's
that
actually
would have been
a really good series. Oh man, I'm thinking of like a million now though. Now, like, what else? There's
maybe at some point near the end we should like go back to like all the consoles and just
all the stuff
like,
that should have been there.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it. I'm probably never gonna think.
Well, there's plenty of time. We'll be able to think of it. I'm sure. So that's Adventure. In Target, we have Point Blank, which was awesome in arcades, but never played the PlayStation version. Einhander, which I've never played.
I've never heard of those. I think like Joe obsessed with that game. Like, I feel like that's the name of it, and he was crazy about it, but I don't know anything about it.
It's Point Blank, Einhander, and Colony Wars 3. Judging from the silence, no one's heard of it. And that would make sense. In strategy, we have Command & Conquer Red Alert.
Yes!
Again, as I said before, it's really better on the PC, but still an awesome game.
That's what I played it on. And actually, that is the first... That's the first RTS I ever played.
Huh.
Was Red Alert.
It came out on PS1, so it was the one that came out recently, like a remake, or...?
It's Red Alert 3.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the newest one. I actually thought they were up to 4 now.
Yeah, they're up to 4
now.
Yeah,
it's like
but,
the teens were up or something.
So there's that. Carnage Heart. Never heard of it.
Nope.
And Final Fantasy Tactics. I've played it. It was just kind of for me. But yeah, it's kind of subjective, up in the air.
I'd probably like those because, if it's anything like this guy, I really, like... I have almost no strategy games except for Disgaea, but I mainly like it because of like the humor and the characters and everything. I'm not so into like Final Fantasy characters in the universe, but like the whole strategy thing is pretty
good.
Right.
I wish I need like a list of PlayStation games so I can think of what game I'm fucking thinking of.
And that brings us into the last era 5, 2003 to now, starting with the original Xbox. In action. Psychonauts.
Yay.
Yeah! Fuck yeah! Fucking awesome game.
Never played it.
Well,
you
should. After that, Jet Set Radio Future.
Still need to play those.
Yeah, another game that looks really cool. And, of course, this has to be on here somewhere. Head slapping time. Halo 2.
Galo?
Exactly. Adventure, we have Shenmue 2.
Like I said, I haven't played it, but I just know it's just raved and raved as like one of like the best Xbox games ever. And
yeah, I just have a feeling like it has so much praise from people. I have a feeling that if I ever get to play Shenmue or Shenmue 2, I'm going to play it, and I'm not going to be impressed by it. I just get that feeling sometimes.
There's the curse of like, oh, if everyone likes it, then
yeah. Yeah, I just can't help but feel that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's called the hipster gene.
True. Adventure, Fable is also there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm never really into Fable.
Doesn't like the guy who makes it like always exaggerate? Like,
Peter Molyneux?
He's had
that sort of problem.
He's like,
he's always just sort of hyped his games to the point.
Have you seen his gamer score? That was like the biggest thing when he was doing a demo for Fable 2 or something, and he was like before it came out, and he was showing like what multiplayer looked like, and no one cared about what was going on the screen. Everyone was just like, look at his fucking gamer score.
Like, how much was it?
Oh my god, it was like 80 billion bajillion. Like, it was huge. It was just like,
well, I mean,
it's so big.
I've seen people like on.
But that's just hilarious that no one cared about what was going on in the demo. Look at
people with like.
It's so huge.
500,000 and stuff. I don't know if it's legit though, because I mean, some people hack and just like, I have to have like perfect like achievement score, but. I stopped caring.
It was just like your gamer dick. So essentially everyone was watching this video just to look at his gaming dick.
He must have played the Hannah Montana game. The CSI game.
The Avatar The Last Airbender game, which
has
a...
Jumper. And Saw 2. Which actually, I want to play Saw 2, because I heard the... Like, even though it's a bad game, not only are the achievements really easy yet, apparently they're hilarious. Like, they're the kind of achievements you're like, fucking really? Really? That's it? What? I just want to see what they are. Like,
it's like an okay game with, like, good... like. Cool achievements like eat lead.
I've heard a lot of I've heard like the Avatar: The Last Airbender fighting game is really easy to get gamer score in because like most of them are based on combos and it's really easy to like chain a combo in the game.
Someone told me that you can get all the achievements in the game in one combo fight, one fight. I'm just like, seriously, like,
oh goodness,
that's pretty crazy. Now I'm starting to reach a point in the list where your printer started running out of ink, so I might have some trouble reading some of these. In Target, we have Sniper Elite, Berlin 1945. Never heard of it.
I know there's more recent ones that I heard were like, okay, like it's a cool idea, but it didn't like take off very well. It's just like, it takes into account like heartbeat and like everything else, like breathing... and then, like, there's, like, cinematic things where you get, like, a perfect headshot from, like, so far away.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it's executed, but it sounds interesting.
I know, like, that's the one, at least for PS2, that I know. I don't know about that one, though.
So, after that, Xyanide. That's how it's spelled. With an X.
Don't know.
Xyanide. And Panzer Dragoon Orta.
Which I've played...
No, I wanted to play that one, but I never had an original Xbox. I never had a lot of stuff.
It's not a horrible game, but it's one of those, like, it's just, eh. It was, like, one of the first games that came out for Xbox, so it's like, eh,
it's like Star Fox with dragons.
Yeah, basically. And, like, a sexy chick that you just, like, see part of her ass. Like, that's it.
Then we got Strategy. Tom Clancy's...
Strategy for Xbox?
Yes, believe it or not. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell... Again, it's the same thing with Rainbow Six, I guess.
Splinter Cell is a stealth game, though. I mean,
it's Metal Gear Solid wannabe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you rope Metal Gear Solid into action earlier, then I guess this really should be an action too.
Yeah.
I mean, the small point where like you can put it into like strategy is the fact that like, oh, should I like just go in shooting or like should I like. Stand above the doorway.
How should I break this guy's neck?
Pretty much. But I mean...
To the left or to the right?
Mm. Yeah, it's for me.
Diagonal. Mix it up today.
Oh.
So there's that. Steel Battalion.
Doesn't, like, to play that game you need, like, a $400, like, gigantic controller? Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's, like, this huge, like, battle station.
That's ridiculous. Maybe for, like, the PC version, because, you know, there's a big market for that sort of thing with all sorts of ridiculous peripherals like that, but...
It's like this station that you literally have in front of you that's, like, all these controls. It's like a literal, like...
simulation. It's like playing Mech Warrior.
Yeah, but...
If you're playing Mech Warrior, there's, like... You try to play the game, there's so much shit in front of you, you can't even figure out just how to go forward. How do I turn
on
the windshield?
You sounded so sad for a second.
I just want to turn the windshield wipers on. there's leaves on my windshield. I want them to go.
I remember last year PAX, I think they had a room dedicated to it. Like, what if I steal a battalion? You have to go in this room with all the fucking controllers.
So there's that, and Sid Meier's Pirates, which I've played. It's really fun. Every bit as good as the original, I gotta say. That's definitely well deserved. And that's it for regular Xbox. Now we move on to the 360. In action, we've got Derp Halo 3.
Fuck you.
That game was, like, not even, like, just Halo sucks, dude. Like, that game was, like, just really boring and stupid. Like, Halo 2 was just, I mean,
if you just sort of reach really far, you could come up with some sort of very slim kind of justification for the first two Halos. But Halo 3, there was nothing. It was pretty much just Halo on the 360, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that, like, wowed me about it was, like, some of the attention to details, just, like, the explosions just reflecting off the armor, but that's it. Nothing else about the game.
Well, anyone can do that.
I'm like, oh, pretty. Like, and that was it.
I got a thing. It made red versus blue shinier.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that. Yeah, that's really the only thing I've ever really liked about Halo. That
red versus blue.
So there's Halo 3, Gears of War 2.
Gears of War.
Pretty much just a very bloody game, which looks like someone threw up on the camera lens.
It's not a good game.
Brownin' and Bloomin'.
Only
I can't tell, like, my brother and I, like, honestly, like, there's so much, like, brown and gray in the game, like, that we couldn't tell who was, like, ally or enemy. And, like, I literally, like, walked up to an enemy, and I thought it was, like, my ally, but then he started shooting at me. I'm like, oh my god, you're a bad guy. And the games also were super short. Like, it was the first one was the first game we got for 360, so we could play co-op, like, and then,
yeah, that's the only reason to buy that game, is to play it with someone.
Yeah, and we beat it that same day. We're like, oh, wow, great.
And, so there's Halo 3, Gears of War 2, and probably the only deserving one here, Bioshock.
Yay!
Fuck yeah, Bioshock.
Even though I heard it's just System Shock 2, which is made by the same people, but...
It's like a weird sequel.
It's like a weird sort of sequel. I love the story. They fucked up 2 so bad. Like... The story is...
I'm kind of fine with it if... I mean, I've never played System Shock, but if it's pretty much, like, the exact same thing, I'm fine with it, just because it has such an amazing... It has such an exciting story and such a... It's just
good
such
atmosphere.
A rich atmosphere, yeah. That whole Art Deco thing that it does. No one's ever done that before.
I love the argument I got in with a certain other mutual friend of ours on Facebook. Told you about the steampunk argument. Where they were like... steampunk. I was like, that's kind of what's going on in the first batch, because they were talking about the new one,
Bioshock 2
for Infinite.
They were like, yeah, I don't like this. They're just playing off the steampunk fad that's going on. I was like,
that's what the first two games were.
No, she argued with me. That's not steampunk. Steampunk is from this year to that year, and blah 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 blah. It's not, I was like, steampunk isn't just, like, a year thing, it's, like, a thing, it's, like,
a
way
theme,
of life.
Theme atmosphere.
I was like, Bioshock's steampunk purely in the fact that the machines are powered by steam.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even need...
This genre is only the way that I see it.
Yeah. And,
I mean, look at the guns after you upgrade them. They're being powered by steam and gears, you know?
But then again, this is that same friend who I don't want to call them by their name in case they somehow hear this one day and they're like, hey, or other people. I don't want to make other people think bad of them because not a horrible person. Just
misinformed.
They're one of those people that they want to be involved in gaming culture but don't play enough games. Like, they get all of their information on, like, off websites and stuff, and they'll cosplay as stuff from games, but they don't play the games as well as they should before they make their decisions on whether they like them or not.
They're posers, sort of.
So to speak, you could say that. Which, there are different kinds of posers. On the scale, this particular person is not as bad as other people I could name, but anyway.
Yeah, every subculture has them, I guess.
I don't know how more cryptic I could get with that description. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's action. Adventure, we have Mass Effect 2.
Yay!
Limbo. which I've never played, but I'd really like to play because it looks really good.
Yeah.
Very sadistic, but atmospheric, kind
of. Someone told me not... What was it? I'm not going to say their name. Fuck. Someone told me... I was thinking about buying that... I mean, I can't really because I don't have Xbox Live, but they told me to... Like, I was like, oh, I should buy that. And they're like, don't do it. It's a waste of... It was like $15 or something.
$15, yeah.
They're like, it's a waste of $15. The game's so short. I was like, but it's pretty...
It's $15 and it's a downloadable game.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
what are you expecting?
You're like, it's short and it's only good for...
You should only get mad if it's short if you... You should really only get mad if it's short if you pay, like, full price $60 for a game.
Yeah, and like, doesn't even have any replay value. I was like, what? What is wrong with you?
Neither does Braid.
I don't think good games... Like, I don't think games should be based on time either, because that's another thing that seems to be...
Yeah, I mean, Portal was short, and it used its time very well.
But there's, like, people are like, this game's $50, oh, how many hours is it? Oh, if it's less than, like, 8 hours, I'm not going to... Or, I don't know what the limit is, but there are people who are, like, flip shit if the game is less than, like, 10 hours.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like, it has to be, like, 60 hours, and it has to be 8 million
which
side quests.
Because, like, most games don't even make it that far nowadays. And they charge $60 for everything.
Yeah, but...
Side
but,
quests,
oh,
multiple
but
endings.
Here's the thing. If it's multiplayer, it's different. It's fine. If there's an online multiplayer,
so
that's okay.
Some games aren't meant to have multiplayer. Like,
yeah.
That's alright.
Like, okay, I know it's not, like, the greatest game, but I really enjoyed it with, like, The Darkness, which they actually announced.
Yeah.
The Darkness 2. They announced The Darkness
yeah.
2. But... I played them, like, when I cared about achievements, I was like, oh, like, half the achievements are multiplayer, and I played the game, like, this game shouldn't have had multiplayer, or just had, like, at least a different kind of multiplayer, because, like, player deathmatch, no, this game's, you get, like, snake demons crawling up you can't find anybody because you can't see because of the camera angle.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Doesn't work.
Then there's the whole Call of Duty, Gears of War,
that's
Halo argument as well. I mean... Every time you, like, mention, the game is fucking short, you can complete it in a weekend. Yeah, but the multiplayer excuses it. No, it shouldn't.
Yeah, see,
not everyone wants to play multiplayer.
In a lot of games, that's, like, the main focus of a game. Actually, like, you could probably, like, say almost accurately that probably 85-90% of people who buy Call of Duty don't even play, like, the single player at all. Which is, in my opinion, like, the main reason for playing a game... Except for, like, I mean, obviously, like, multiplayer-only games, but most people don't even touch, like, campaigns for, like,
yeah.
First-person shooters.
If you're gonna, like, make a game that's strictly, like, all multiplayer and, like, you're gonna put all your efforts into the multiplayer and completely ignore the single player, that's
right,
fine. But don't go charging $60 for it.
Exactly.
Team
yeah.
Fortress 2 was only, like, $20 at a lot of gaming retailers.
And all the
and it so far had a shitload more content than, you know, Call of Duty has ever had.
And it's all free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the
you're not paying $15 for, like, three fucking maps.
Exactly.
The original argument that I had with a person about this was, you know, saying the whole, like, oh, I want to pay but they play those kind of games, and, like you're so dumb.
Getting back to adventure, how many tangents have we gone on here?
I don't know. How long is the recording?
I don't know, because we,
Alright.
But anyway.
Ignore me.
Adventure. There was Mass Effect 2, Limbo, and Oblivion. Which, I guess I can see being on there, but to be honest, I got tired of it really quickly.
Wait, they mentioned Oblivion, but not Morrowind, which is, like, the start of Oblivion? Like, pretty much made the Oblivion formula?
I guess so. Morrowind's not on here.
I mean, I haven't even played... Like, I played Oblivion. I sadly haven't played Morrowind, but I know Morrowind is... Some, like, a lot of times, like, revered more for, like, just what it was, and just more, like, a hardcore, like, there was no fast travel, like, it took hours to get from, like, one place to another, you had to walk everywhere.
Yeah, I
think. The thing that, like, got me tired of Oblivion really quickly is it's not really a very immersive sort of game. I mean, you can try to do, like, the whole sort of, I mean, since it's so open world, you can just go anywhere and just do whatever you want, but really there's nothing to see except more fields and towns.
You can't beat the game at level one.
There's nothing really exciting about it unless you force yourself to go on the story quest.
See, I watch people play the game, and I'm normally fine with watching people play games, but watching people play Oblivion is, like, the worst thing ever. It's so boring to watch, and most of the time, the person I was watching, at least, every time they killed something, or they were just sitting there playing with a dead body for, like, an hour.
Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
I was like, no, just play the fun game.
When I actually started the game up, I spent, like, a whole 10 minutes just punching an urn that was in my prison cell. I was so excited that I could punch things and they would react to my punching.
I liked the game, but I mean, I don't like fantasy settings, so I just kind of, like, skipped the story. Like, I mean, I just skipped by the dialogue. I'm more, like, into Fallout, which more people would just, like, get mad at.
Yeah, I liked Fallout 3 a lot more.
I just like the setting better, that's why.
Yeah.
I know, like, they're basically the same game, but...
Oblivion was essentially just, it's a fantasy setting, and that's pretty much it. It's fantasy. It didn't really have much other personality beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's adventure.
Remind me to talk about Dragon Age Origins later.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll pop up here somewhere. Target, we got Assault Heroes 2. Never played.
Mm-hmm.
Geometry Wars Retro Evolved.
Yay, that game's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. And Ikaruga, which is also really fun.
Hmm. I know.
The only reason I know those is from watching Hash, what you're playing.
Geometry Wars, like, makes my eyes explode, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh god, the colors.
Yeah. Right. Geometry Wars.
I gotta interrupt us again. Is there by chance we could turn on the light so we can still read?
There you go.
It burns! Anyway, now here's how you can tell they were just sort of scraping the barrel here. Now that we've gotten to strategy with 360, I mean. Xbox and 360, they're already like. They're not very strategy-heavy games, but for strategy, we got Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth, which I've never played.
Actually, that's not a horrible game.
Really?
I don't know if I'd call it a strategy, though.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I know, like Lord of the Rings Conquest is like a hack-and-slash kind of derpy-derp game.
So there's that. Darwinia Plus, which I've never played.
I feel like I've heard of that one, where it's just like, you know, like, hence the name, like, you kind of just create everything in the world, like, evolving, I think.
Yeah. So there's that, and the massive facepalm of Halo Wars. If RTSs were people, Halo Wars would be a guy in a tap-out shirt chugging an energy drink.
Oh, God. Bye.
All I have to say about it.
It's like,
the only people I know who bought Halo Wars were people who are just insane Halo fans. They don't even play RTSs. Like, they're just like,
I'm honestly like working, like, people have picked it up and then like got mad and tried to return it. Like, they're like, this isn't like a Halo game. Like, why? So wait, you bought this game not knowing what it was just because it said Halo on it? Are you that stupid?
Yeah.
You fool. Yeah. So that ends 360, and now we move on to Modern Windows. So it is called. Yeah, that's what they called it. Action, we have Portal, which really isn't an action game necessarily, but there's no puzzle category, so I guess they can't really put it anyplace else.
Well, it make more sense in strategy than Diablo.
Yeah. Diablo was in Target, though. That makes even less sense.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
So there's Portal, Half-Life 2, fuck
yay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Call of Duty World at War. Meh.
Why?
I guess because they really wanted a Call of Duty game on there. It's funny that they picked the PC version, since, like, pretty much every time, people pretty much agree that the PC version of the Call of Duty games are the worst.
Honestly, I don't know.
And there are probably so many more action games, much better action games on modern Windows that you could put on there.
Didn't everyone buy World at War just for, like, the Nazi zombie mode?
Probably. And they brought it back in Black Ops, so I guess
it makes sense. That's the reason I would get Black Ops.
So in Adventure, we have Fallout 3. Yeah.
Yay.
Knights of the Old Republic,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And World of Warcraft.
What?
Which, yeah, your mileage may vary, but it makes sense, considering it's really the only MMO that's lasted for a very long time.
I argue EverQuest.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And for Target, we have Flow, which I've never played. I've heard it's good. Everyday Shooter. Never heard of it.
I've heard of it. I know it's on PlayStation Network, and I've always wanted to try it just because of the name. The name just piques my interest. Yeah.
And Shatter, which I've never heard of.
No.
Personally, if I had a choice, I'd put Beat Hazard on there.
Ooh.
Beat Hazard is awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
And with a very sort of slim justification, I might try to put Audio Surf on there, too.
Yeah.
But only because I really love those kind of games.
Wait, I gotta make sure I'm thinking of the right game.
Beat Hazard is the one where it's kind of like Asteroids.
But you put your own songs or
Yeah, both yeah. of them put your own songs on. Audio Surf is just more like your racing.
No, but the first one, I played. I did one to a George Carlin. I thought it was funny.
That's cool. You know what's really challenging for either game? Try to do it to, like, the entirety of 2112 by Rush. Mm-hmm. The whole song clocks out to, like, 20-something minutes. Anyway, then we have strategy, which is really where, you know, the PC shines. We have StarCraft II. All right.
Mm.
Age of Empires 3.
Which StarCraft II?
The one that's out, I guess.
It's three different parts, though.
I know, but...
Let's say Wings of Liberty for now, just because it's really the only one out right now, and that's what they put.
Yeah, how would they... Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know, they'll charge $60 for the other
But yeah, I guess you really can't really judge that sort of thing until all the games are out. Age of Empires 3. Personally, I kind of prefer 2, but Age of Empires is a pretty good series. And Minecraft.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yay.
Personally, if I had my option, I would have tried to have inserted, like...
I'm sure there's
I would have tried to throw the new Civilization or Alpha Centauri onto that.
I'm not a huge PC gamer, so I have no place in my opinions here, really. But Minecraft is fucking amazing.
I also have to give this list some credit for not putting any PopCap games on there, even though... I mean, there are some really good PopCap games, but...
The hell's a PopCap?
They're a company that makes casual games. They made Plants vs. Zombies, Peggle, that sort of thing.
All right. I didn't know they were them.
But anyway, that leads us to the Nintendo GameCube.
My favorite system.
And which is the one place I managed to find a survival horror game. Or at least one that I recognized anyway. In action, we have Metroid Prime 2.
Yes. Oh, God. Metroid Prime games are so good. Fuck yes.
I didn't really enjoy the Metroid Prime games as much as the originals, but, you know, mileage may vary. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Another game I've heard is really good and never gotten to playing.
I played it for
Own it, but haven't played it. I've been collecting games recently where I just... probably half my collection, probably 25% I haven't played.
And a huge fuck yeah from me, Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
Yeah...
Probably the only survival horror game I can categorically say I really like.
I've never played it.
Maybe you should.
The game is...
I don't have a GameCube.
I have it, and...
I had to sell my GameCube, so...
It messes with your head so much. Like, some point, like... there's, like, an insanity meter and everything,
yeah.
And, like...
God damn it.
Sometimes, like...
One survival horror, I haven't fucking played it.
It's really cool. Like, sometimes, like, when you save your game, it'll be like...
Yeah, I know. It'll be like, oh, deleting!
Deleting memory.
Yeah, believe me. I've read about it.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
It actually acts like your TV has changed channels at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
In Adventure, we have Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, which I really like. Probably the best in the Paper Mario series. Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. Big fuck yeah there.
The game was so gorgeous. It was just such an amazing...
It's also really the most, like, of all the Zelda games, it's the one where, like, Link is the most expressive he's ever been.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people ripped on the whole cel-shading thing. I think that's really probably one of the...
It's one of the most just beautiful games.
It's got one of the better atmospheres of the Zelda games, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, the lava, like, the second level, I think it's the island... Just the lava coming up, just like the effects of the fire,
yeah.
Like the smoke, are just so...
Yeah. Every time there's an explosion, I just love that little smoke effect.
Yes, exactly. Oh my god, it's so awesome.
The only thing I gotta say about Wind Waker, or that I want to say about Wind Waker, I should say, is even though, as I've made it perfectly clear, I love survival horrors, games like Zelda scare the fuck out of me. more than survival horror games.
The re-deads in that game scared the crap out of me because they made these horrible faces and they had the most horrible sounds.
Yeah, those are scary, but for some reason the most horrifying part of the game to me is when you get to a patch of water that, like, bad shit's going down and the clouds start forming and thunder and lightning and the waves start, and you're like, oh fuck, what's, oh no, I'm gonna get attacked.
It's the suspense of it all, really.
Die.
So there's that, and Tales of Symphonia. Another game I've heard a lot of stuff about, never played.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's not, like, kind of goofy, stupid characters, but, I mean, as an RPG stuff, I guess it's okay.
This might seem contradictory to other things I like, but I don't like games with a serious story that have super stupid cartoony shit going on. But, like, when it's too serious, like, I don't know.
I know what you're saying, just, like, little kids with, like, giant anime eyes, and they're just like...
But it's like, oh god, we gotta save the... Like, alright, there's a lot... Like, Zelda, there's some serious contexts to it, but it's not as... Like, that's what was going on in Tales of Symphonia, and I couldn't take the game seriously. Like, it's all...
There's a lot more juxtaposition with, like, Legend of Zelda. I mean, you know, there are dark moments, but then there's also much more lighthearted moments.
Yeah, but, like, Tales of Symphonia, you're just like, I don't even remember the story exactly, but there was, like, something about religious corruption, and, like, your father dies, and it turns out you were adopted, but it wasn't you, it's someone else in your party, but, like, everyone's wicked cartoony and chibi and cutie, and I'm like, I can't take this seriously.
That's why I don't like pretty much any anime nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
kind of the same way.
Like, I used to like anyone that you shoved in my face, but now I'm just so picky, like, there's, like, maybe two that I like.
I like animes that can make people ugly.
How about ones that are just actually black people? Or someone of another race.
So moving on to Target, Alien Hominid.
Which I
thought was pretty fun.
That game was pretty fun.
Star Fox Assault. Kind of a Your Mileage May Vary situation.
I heard that one was kind of mediocre. Like they took, like, all, like, the hate that came from, like, Star Fox Adventures, which is basically like a Legend of Zelda ripoff. And they're like, what happened to, like, you know, Starship Battles and Star Fox? So they, like, that game had, like, Starship Battles, but also, like, on foot, like, missions and, like, on land.
Were they trying to make it more open world or something?
Something like that. And they just made, like, different, like I said, there's, like, they have on foot missions. There's also, like, the ship missions and stuff like that. But it still didn't do very well.
That was scary. You, Meme and Pepe are trying to kill us.
The vent is just moving the drapes. Yeah.
Oh, busted.
And there's PN03, which is a game I've never played,
that's
but I really want to.
It's a really underrated game.
It's very underrated, very, like, cool style, but how did that make the list?
Wow, that's amazing that made the
I'm
list.
I'm surprised.
It's a game I've never played, but I really want to because the guy who created Beautiful Joe is attached to it, and
yes.
I fucking love that game.
Beautiful Joe is one of my, like, all-time favorite games.
But Beautiful Joe, not on the list.
Are you kidding me? Are you...
No, I'm not kidding. That's not on the list.
Is there other Clover games on there?
Probably not. Probably...
Yeah. No Beautiful Joe. And something that really annoyed me, no Killer 7. That's one of my favorite GameCube games.
One of my favorite games of all time. I had the strategy guide upstairs. I was reading it the other day. I'm obsessed with that game.
But are there any other Studio 51 games?
Nope. No More Heroes isn't on here. And there's no Clover... Wait.
There's no Okami.
No, wait. I might be wrong.
Wait.
I didn't really... Let's just keep going. I think I might be wrong.
I'm already,
anyway.
Like, angry right now.
Under strategy, we have...
There's horrible ups and downs going on.
Under strategy, we have Fire Emblem, Path of Radiance...
I know those games are supposed to be kind of hard, because I guess, I know at least in some of the DS and Game Boy ones, if you're, like, one of your team members dies, they, like, die forever.
Huh.
So, like, you have to, like, be careful with stuff.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know if it was like that for the GameCube one, though.
Then we have Battalion Wars.
Battalion Wars... Don't know.
It's another one I've heard lots of good stuff about. And Pikmin 2.
We just went all girly. We're like,
That one was so, like, one thing that made that game pretty...
Levels of estrogen in this room are overwhelming.
You didn't have a 30-day time limit in that one. I felt so bad when, like, Whenever one of the Pikmin died, a little part of me died inside with them.
So now we're moving on to the Nintendo Wii. And our action, we have Disney's Epic Mickey.
Why?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's okay. It's okay, but really?
It seems like just Super Mario Sunshine, which I'm surprised wasn't on the GameCube era.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
Everyone I've heard that game is horrible.
I played it. It was decent, but it definitely doesn't...
The main reason why it's horrible is it's marketed as like a kid's game, but apparently it's too hard for kids. But all adults and people who are old enough to play it would either not want to play it, or...
It's got all, the old, characters and stuff that, little kids wouldn't recognize.
But it's, from what I've heard, the gameplay is not very good. The camera angles are horrible, and... I should never base things on what I hear. That's a horrible thing to base your judgment on, but...
I played it on a display case at a GameStop. I didn't think it was that bad, but I don't know. I probably didn't play enough of it to really get the whole feel for it.
Yeah, I shouldn't judge it. I'll shut it down.
After that,
I'm also not a fan of modern Disney games.
After that,
you're about to say Metroid Prime 3 because I bet you're supposed to.
I was about to say Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. A lot of the only thing that people really complained about with the ones for GameCube is it didn't have standard FPS controls because. The C stick didn't.
Well, it wasn't really a standard FPS.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what people were expecting. But no, it was an adventure game, action. Well, not so much action. It's an adventure game, and people wanted it to be a FPS shooter game. It's that's not what it is. But I guess with the Wii controls, people liked it a little more because it felt more like a more fluid control.
Hmm.
But it just has all three games on it. It's fucking awesome, and it's one of the few games that really transitioned well to 3D from the 2D side scrolling.
So we got that, and Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Random?
I mean, both Super Mario Galaxies were really good, but I have to wonder why 2 over the original.
I don't know, didn't they both get 10 out of 10 or something? I don't know.
I think Super Mario Galaxy 2 may have gotten slightly higher than Galaxy, but I don't know. It's a very sort of nebulous kind of thing.
I'm not big into Mario, but I mean, isn't the Galaxy games... pretty much just, 64.
Yeah, that's the whole
Except
thing.
Like,
that
sometimes
it
you're
back to, the platforming sort of thing of that time. Mm-hmm. Under Adventure, we have Monster Hunter Tri.
Monster
I keep hearing
game.
Sort of...
I've never played Tri, but Monster Hunter is such an underrated series. I wish it was so much more popular in America so we could get more of the treatment in Japan. In Japan, they're willing to make it a whole MMO thing, but here it's just alright, we tried it once on PS2 and okay, didn't sell enough, so here, PSP games, yeah, sure. And then they tried it out on I guess the whole Wii thing was almost a trial thing, they wanted to see if it would make it on a system again, and I feel bad that I don't have a Wii and I couldn't buy it because I would buy it just to be yes, no, Monster Hunter, we love you, come back.
I wasn't too into it, but I mean, I heard a lot of it's grinding though, which kind of stinks. But
it's so much, it's not the same kind of grinding where it's alright, see, because I've played MMOs.
Leave them alone.
I've played standard MMOs where you're okay, I'm leveling up this and I'm leveling up that. It's not like that. There's no levels, per se. There's no, okay, I need to be level 20-something, and this defense need to... You know what I mean? The only reason to grind is for your own purposes. You know what I mean? Not to level up your character, but to be okay, I want this kind of armor, so that means I need to kill that guy, and that guy to make that armor, so then I can kill that guy. And, you know, it's not
the
same...
And in the end, everyone will be dead.
It's not you can't... do this quest with us because you don't have epic tier 8 billion armor and you have to be level something something to do that dungeon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's awesome. I love Monster Hunter. Sorry.
So we got that. Super Paper Mario, which was okay.
I never played any of the Paper Marios, so...
I heard that one was supposed to be pretty good.
I have Thousand Year Door. You should try it.
I don't have GameCube.
I have a GameCube.
I couldn't pay rent. I sold my GameCube to pay rent. Fuck you.
and Twilight Princess. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which I honestly didn't really like so much.
It didn't really do anything for me. It's... I know a lot of people are just... Like, the crazy anime fangirls of like, Zelda and everything. They're like, oh, he turns into a wolf, that's so cool, it's all dark and, like... You know, there's the dark world, and, oh, that's so awesome. I'm just like, yeah, that's not what Zelda is like. I don't like the dark themes and everything. Like, not
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another reason. I mean, there's a few reasons why I wasn't all over it, and I didn't immediately rush out to play it, and I still haven't played it, really. Well, I played the beginning here, I think. Yeah, and I was like, bitch, the only thing I could bitch about is that they made him right-handed. I remember bitching about that. I was like, why is he right-handed? This is bullshit. Like, most people are right-handed. I don't fucking care. He's supposed to be left-handed.
They want Link to be, like, some sort of dark, like, anime character, and I don't like that, and it's like, that's not what Zelda is. Like,
it was Okami for the Wii before Okami came out for the Wii.
But Okami came out first for before for PS2.
Yeah, but it didn't come out for the Wii until after, so...
So, under Target...
No, don't fight with me.
Under Target, we've got Sin and Punishment.
That one's... It's a pretty good, I think the term for it would be rail shooter. Like, the game kind of goes forward for you and you shoot everything.
Yeah, that's a rail shooter.
Yeah,
okay, like...
It's kind of weird that they're bringing those back.
I love it. I love rail shooters. Like, I'm a huge House of the Dead fan.
Yeah, I like rail shooters. It just seems a bit weird that they're just choosing now to bring them back.
We never had Wii's before.
The Resident Evil Umbrella, the Umbrella Chronicle games are really good.
Yeah.
I like those.
House of the Dead Overkill is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Blastworks, that's another one. That's under Target, and it's not a new rail shooter. It's the next one, category one.
It's a puzzle, like, isn't that like a block game, kind of? Like, I've never played it, but I've seen the game, like, the cover.
Hmm. I don't know, I haven't even seen, like, the game itself.
Okay, so I can't really...
And after that, this one I have seen, and it is definitely a block game, Boom Blocks.
That was produced by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
People gave that game so much hype just
because
it was produced by Spielberg.
Oh my god, he's producing video games! Video games are legitimate now! What?
I think it's interesting that there's always this big reaction whenever someone completely outside the game industry decides, like, they're gonna make games now.
And then games are a big deal.
Yeah. Whatever. Then we have strategy, Battalion Wars, again, which I guess was just a port of the GameCube version made for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Little King Story.
I've heard of that, and I haven't played it, but like I looked at the back of the box, and it seems a lot like Harvest Moon to me. Like, I was reading the back of it.
Isn't that the one where you use your leaves? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Because I remember...
But the back of the box, I think it looks like Harvest Moon. It's
a
kind of like an underground
kind of
game.
I don't know enough about it to say anything.
And there's Zack and Wiki.
I heard that one was really good. It's a really good like kind of puzzle game, like to get to the next like. I mean, it's kind of funny. Like you're like this little kid, but there's like some. If you don't solve the puzzle right, you could get crushed to death by something. But like, it's just a really cool puzzle game.
Yeah. And that's it for the Wii. No More Heroes. No Mad World. No House of the Dead Overkill. None of that.
They didn't even... Not even Resident Evil 4 for the Wii or GameCube, which pretty much revolutionized all, like, third-person shooters, and pretty much, like, almost most shooters, like, nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, Gears of War 2, yes, which is on there, wouldn't have existed without it, yeah.
I mean, it's not even, like, the... Like, it's one of my favorite games of all time, but, like, it kind of, like, changed the direction for the Resident Evil series, which kind of makes me sad, but... it was still an amazing game.
Wait, quick question. Is your clicking being caught by that?
Oh.
I'm sure it won't make much difference.
Sorry, I'm just checking, sorry.
We're starting to reach the end here. Now we're at the PlayStation 2 section. In action, we have Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Oh, all the Tony Hawks? Really?
Yeah.
Really? That one's not good. Tony Hawk, no, there have been good Tony Hawks, and to its credit, it's the only, like, sports game of that kind to make it. Like, a million other, like, fucking pro scooter, Pro BMX Surfer. Like, none of the other ones made it.
But, well,
skateboarding seems
well,
to be
not
the only
well, not anymore. Activision pretty
sports.
Much, pretty
well, yeah.
not anymore. Activision killed that.
You can only make so many. Like, it should have stopped after, like, maybe the third one, in my opinion, but.
Yeah, that's true.
And the only reason to play those, also, in my opinion, was to unlock, like, the skate videos and shit, which isn't the best reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, and, what was it, 3 or 4, you can unlock Darth Maul. And Spider-Man and Wolverine.
They kind of
and Jango Fett.
Yes.
They kind of gone downhill with, like, the, you need this peripheral to play Tony Hawk now.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I think
Activision had to make everything.
Skate has taken over.
Yeah, Skate is, like, a million times better than Tony Hawk. Like, purely because the only main difference, instead of pushing a million buttons to do tricks, you only use joysticks. And those are supposed to be, like, your foot, like, you know, if...
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to skate?
No, I fear I would kill myself.
Alright, like, I used to skate fucking I was horrible, I could do nothing, but the tricks you're doing in skate actually almost reflect what you would actually have to do with your feet, except you're using the stick.
Yeah,
instead.
I get it.
So, like, if you were going to do a kickflip, like, your feet would normally kind of go, you know, opposite of each other. You do that in the game, and you kickflip. Like,
yeah.
It's... I don't know. It's awesome. I mean, I'm not very good at the game, and I kind of don't play it. I played it, like, once at my brother's house, but it's better than Tony Hawk.
So after that, we got God of War, the original one.
Hack and slash.
Mm-hmm.
Could do without it.
Yeah, what really can be said, it's pretty much God of War.
It's what started this whole mainstreaming
yeah.
of QuickTime events.
And after that, Shadow of the Colossus.
Yay!
Which isn't really an action game, but...
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, like, probably like a couple weeks ago, I started a new game on that and almost completely start to finish. Like, because I forgot some of the Colossus and... Colossi, I guess. And they're just so well designed. I'm like, oh my god, that one. Oh, I remember that one. Shit, this one's hard. Oh, what do I do on this one? Holy crap. I did not know what to do on the freaking electric eel one, but then I figured it out. But that game.
Yet another game that has just so many amazing memories.
It's like the most common game, like mentioned when like people say like the argument of
games are art.
Yeah,
that sort
exactly.
of thing. So, an adventure, looks like I was wrong, because Okami is here.
Yes. Oh my god. That...
yep.
I spent so many hours playing that game. I can't wait for the new DS one to come out, but that game was so beautiful, and it was pretty much Zelda for the PS2, like the same kind of setup, but, like, you fought differently. It was like,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Following that, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh,
the whole Kingdom Hearts series... non-starter for me.
Could never exist, and I would be a very happy person. I don't care.
I think it kind of has that same problem that you were talking about with Tales of Symphonia. I mean, you've got, like, anime kids cavorting with Disney characters, but, like, everyone has, like, cancer or something like that.
Exactly.
I know I have friends that are fans of Kingdom Hearts.
And the most horrible
fan
base.
They can keep playing it. I'm not going to disown friends just because they play a game I don't like, but it's just, like...
It's ridiculous.
On one end of the gaming scale, there are, like, Halo tards, and then there's Kingdom Hearts people, and it's just, like, both of those people can go, like, fight each other somewhere and die. Like,
nothing of value was lost.
And,
yeah.
and throw the Sonic fans in there, too. Like, the really hardcore Sonic fans.
You could, if...
Okay, maybe that's just...
There's an awesome game that you
can
play
watch,
like,
maybe fall in.
Just type someone's name into, like, Google Images, and then type the hedgehog after that name, and you'll get something that comes up as fan art.
So anyway, Okami, Kingdom Hearts 2, and... Blah, Final Fantasy X.
That's actually not horrible.
I think it is.
I don't disagree. I don't.
Final Fantasy X and VIII, I gotta say, are probably, in my opinion, the worst Final Fantasies in the entire series.
I actually like
Final Fantasy X. Annoying characters are annoying.
I like Final Fantasy X.
Fucking hate them both.
I love Lulu. Lulu's my favorite.
Unnecessary belts, though.
Okay.
Lulu's from 9. No, wait, I'm thinking of someone else.
10.
Yeah, Lulu's from 10.
One of my favorite like comics ever on DeviantArt was. I'm sure you do this before.
Yeah.
Her and Waka are gonna have sex, and he's like, he can't take off all the belts and just passes out. I don't know, that was funny.
Yeah, anyway. Moving on to Target. Gradius 5. Never played it, but the Gradius games have always been really good, so... Yeah. Espaglauda. That's what it's called. Never played it. And Silphied, The Lost Planet.
I've heard of Lost Planet.
I've heard the name Silphied, but I know nothing about it. I think it's like some sort of... I know it's like anime, like art stuff.
All right. I just want to throw out another random thing. Like, we started out doing this up, like, I've played all these systems. It'll be good. I'm so, like, ashamed of myself of how few of these games I actually know. Like, I don't know if it's just me, or they just picked the most obscure retarded games ever.
Don't know. Maybe it bears further research.
I think
research.
They just shut their eyes and, like, went up and down on a list.
Like, they just had, like, a Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Through a dark.
Or a big sort of, you know, lottery sort of spinny thing with all the balls in it.
I just spin off a building.
And in strategy, we have another fucking Tom Clancy game. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Lockdown.
And I feel like that game just didn't... What am I trying to say? Like,
are there really that many military fetishists voting on this thing?
Probably.
Tom Clancy's got his people working on it.
But,
also,
dude owns a private jet in his own island. And, like, can pay some people.
We've also got Armored Core 3.
That
Armored Core's not bad.
I have that one. It's just,
though I only played the PS1 version.
It seemed kind of repetitive, but it was cool, like, just building a robot. Like, you had to, like, pick, like, the engines and, like, everything to make it more efficient. And all, like, the weapons and everything was really cool. But, like, I mean, I don't know if, like, I've never played the other one, so I don't know, like, how much they put into the story, but I'm just, like, the story was pretty uninteresting.
I only played the first Armored Core.
But it was fun. Like, I basically, like, got it for the robots. I'm like, yeah, robots!
I used to make my robot have, like, 8 billion legs, just because I thought it was awesome.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
And after those two, we have Metal Gear Solid 2.
Two, not three?
Not three.
Not three. In my opinion, I think 3 is the best one. And
Me too.
Like, I mean, I don't hate on 2 as much as everyone else. Like, they just disown it because of, like, Raiden. I mean, yeah, Raiden sucks. Like, I guess the reason that Raiden even exists is because, like, they wanted a broader audience for Metal Gear, so they asked, like, girls, like, what they wanted in a main character. So they're just, like, they wanted, like, a pretty boy or something, so that's why Raiden exists. But, I mean, the whole crazy story for that one was still, like, really good. And, like, the graphics at the time were, like, would you agree that they're, like, pretty amazing at this point?
Yeah, they were great graphics.
But I prefer 3 even over, like, the original one.
The only reason I like 2 is Olga.
Yeah. Olga was
It's weird, though, because earlier they had Metal Gear Solid in it, and that was listed as an action game. And this is this is in the strategy category.
Oh, that's true. Oh
wait,
damn it!
That's...
Stop it! Stop being dumb!
Have some... Stick to a category.
By the way, don't even read the PlayStation 3 section, because I'm not gonna...
I'm gonna.
Yes, there has no
means. Because we're almost done. PlayStation 3, in action. Little...
Wait, didn't we bet that she was going to say that on the podcast?
I think we did.
Who wants money, then?
No
I think Glenn is the one that put that down.
Nah.
I don't remember. Was it Glenn that said that?
Let's not mention that so no one owes anyone anything.
He's gonna listen to us eventually.
Action! Little Big Planet 2.
Mario for Sony. Which you can. The only difference is, like, you make your own levels. Yeah. I honestly. Like, I know it's, like, a good game, the fact that you can create, like, almost anything, but it just. The game itself. Like, the actual game itself, like, kind of didn't do anything for me.
So there's that. Call of Duty Black Ops is on there.
Oh!
What was so impressive about the PS3 version that they had to have it in this section, I have to wonder.
Like, she just said PS3 has no games. So.
Okay.
Why would you even put that in there? It's just, every Call of Duty since, like, probably 4, like, has just been, well, I mean, pretty much, I know, like, the earlier ones were pretty cool, like, but those were all, like, same, like, World War II shooters, but, like, from, like, 4 on, it's just, like, you know... rehash, you know, modern shooter, because that's what everyone wants now, and it's just, they don't even take the time to make, like, a good game. Like, I watched a video where, like, you can literally go through the level without, like, firing a shot, because, like, there's so much, like, cinematic garbage, like, bullets flying past you. And they were playing on, like, the hardest difficulty, too.
Ridiculous.
Like, at the end, like, when you get, like, there's, like, all these soldiers chasing you and shooting, like, their bullets actually don't do anything to you. But, like, all this crap that just... It's just catering to, like, the casual gamer nowadays, just because, like, they're... They have all the money. Casual gamer, like, actual gamers have no money.
Then after that is Uncharted 2, which I think is overrated as hell.
I think it is, too. I watched someone... I didn't even realize it was by... It's not by Naughty Dog, right?
Yeah, it's by Naughty Dog.
I was playing, I'm like, this seems a lot like... Jack... Like, 2/3.
Which, something... Oh, sorry.
And at least the part that I watched someone play, like, it didn't even have, like, this cool scene. Like, they were getting chased by some, like, ancient weird alien monster thing, and I'm like... I thought this was about, like, treasure hunting and stuff.
Right, she... It's the male Tomb Raider.
Pretty much.
Something I want to point out about, like, even though, as I said, I'm not a fan of Naughty Dog, outside of maybe Crash, but something I heard kind of recently is they've been disowning all their old characters. You know what I mean? Like,
they really shouldn't do that.
They'll like... I guess someone put out a thing, like... It was from Naughty Dog, and the only characters they showed were, like, Uncharted characters.
Honestly, like, I know that the game has been praised for, their amazing characters and stuff, but I watched some of it, and I'm just like...
I really don't see it,
I don't see it either.
Nathan Drake
is
just such a massive douchebag, I can't really, you know, agree with that.
He looks like the average douchebag, too, so I'm just
But, I don't know.
So, anyway, moving on to Adventure, Heavy Rain. I haven't played it, so I can't
that's
really
actually
I haven't watched that one either.
That's one of the very... No, that's actually one of the very few PS3 games that I would want to play.
I do, too. I've never really seen anything about it, and then someone linked me a bunch of videos, and I watched, like, some of the crazy shit that you have to do. Like, it's kind of like the... like spiritual successor to what is it, Indigo Prophecy?
Yeah, Indigo Prophecy.
It's made by them.
That was on here earlier too. Yeah.
Now, yeah, I like games like that. I mean, there's more like cinematics to it, but like, I really like that in games. Like, no, nothing really story oriented anymore.
The guy, there's a podcast I listen to, Back and Boarded, which is Matt Cohen that I was bragging about making friends with on my Facebook. Hi, if you're listening, just he had played it, and he talked about it on his podcast, and he said it was, I don't know if this is it exactly, but he said it was the first game where, like, he made a decision in the game, but it was just like, you know, he had to make a decision really quick. He just made the decision, and he couldn't play the game. He had to walk away from the game for a minute, because he was like, oh god, I just killed an innocent person. I can't believe I just made that. Like, and he literally had to, like, set down his controller and, like, walk away, and, like, contemplate his life because he, like, one character died in the game. But, like, every other game you play, like, people die, you can kill people, whatever, and there's no second real thought. And he was just, like, that game had impacted him so much that he had to be, like...
Yeah, that game, I guess, he plays, like, the main thing is, like, he plays four different people, and if, like, one of them dies, the story goes on, and, like, it's still, like, they'll die forever kind of thing.
I'll be honest, I kind of felt the same way playing Fallout 3 when you were given the option to blow up Megaton. I mean, I don't know if other people really felt the same way, but after I tried playing the game once through it in just bad mode, and after I pulled the switch and Megaton just completely blew up, I really felt awful.
It's a cool scene when you watch it blow up, but if you gotta do it, do all the quests and get the bubble head first. Don't make the same mistake I did.
Right.
See, I didn't blow it up purely because there's too much usefulness in the town, like people and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
At least you don't use Moira.
Yeah, I did get a lot more use out of the town when it was alive than when I blew it up. So, Heavy Rain, kind of cinematic movie. Speaking of movies, next is Final Fantasy 13.
Really? I heard that one was, like, one of the worst Final Fantasies, just the fact that, like...
That's what I've heard,
too. It's so cinematic that, like, the game pretty much plays it for you. The game itself is, like, so linear. Like, the whole game is, like, one straight hallway or something.
That's also what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it's just, like, a pretty... terrible Final Fantasy game in RPG, so I'm surprised that's on there, but I mean, we're doing Final Fantasy.
It's PS3. They don't really have a lot to work with. And rounding out adventure, Dragon Age Origins, which really could have worked for any of the
big platforms. I've been playing that lately for 360, not for PS3, because PS3 has no games. And I was going to say, like, earlier you were going on about how you're not a fan of fantasy, and, like, the only reason you like Fallout is because of the setting, and normally you would just, if it was, like, other games, you just, like, skip through the dialogue or don't really care because it's fantasy and whatever. I'm the opposite. I normally read every dialogue ever, or like listen to, like, if especially if there's like multi-tree conversation choices, like I will sit there and be like, more information, no, tell me more, like I want to know, like, all about the world, I want to know all about the characters, like I want to know everything. Dragon Age Origins is the most fucking inane bullshit conversations ever. I can't stand it. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I'm just like, I don't care. Really? Stop talking. It's horrible. I can't stand it anymore. And maybe it's just the way I'm playing it. I already told Allison, Major Ocelot, I don't know if the fuck we're calling her right now. But I already told her this. I've been playing through all of the beginnings of all the different character combinations just to get, well, for two reasons. One, just to get all of the achievements out of the way, because you get achievements for starting doing each origin character thing. And the other reason is I want to see which character I like the most before I continue. Like, because, like, I would hate to be like, oh, I picked a rogue, elf rogue, and I don't like it, but I'm just going to keep playing. So, like, I just wanted to go through all the classes and shit and see what I like the best. The beginnings are so, they're so different. But there's, like, it's just so dumb. I'm sorry. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I want to like the game, but I don't. It sucks so bad.
I watched someone play, like, the Ultimate Edition for PS3, and, like, I choose Mass Effect over Dragon Age because of, like, the fantasy thing, but I'm like, you know what, it's, like, I'll watch you play it because I want to see what it's all about. Maybe I'll like it. And the game kind of looked like ass. Although, the only character I really like is Alistair. He's kind of funny.
Alistair is funny, but, and the same thing is, they do all the different origins, like, the individual, like, each origin has this own, like, that's an origin, each character has its own background, different things that happened in their life that you're supposed to, and I guess you're supposed to play the whole, like, quote, like, first chapter, if you will, so you feel connected with the character and you feel bad for them, and these decisions will affect things. It doesn't make me feel any, I don't feel anything for the character at all.
Do they just use, like, is it basically, like, the same thing, like, someone comes and, you know, storms your castle and, like, just think the names are changed?
No, they're legitimate different stories, but just, I don't feel anything for my character. Like, you're supposed to, I'll feel shit for other characters. Like,
is it,
I,
because it goes
just,
to a voice actor?
I don't know. It just, I feel nothing for the for that character. Like, you're it, the, I just meet a dwarf male, who is like, it's this, basically, like, they're the untouchables. They're in this caste system, and you're, like, the lowest of the low, and you're supposed to, yeah, your sister's being put into prostitution, your mother's this drunk, and she does drugs and shit, and, like, you're forced to work for, like, this kind of slumlord guy and do these jobs that you don't want to do, and your best friend's in it with you, and, like, but I don't care about the character. Like, I felt bad for his best friend, like, because he was kind of funny.
You
nice
feel like
guy.
They might be trying too hard?
I don't know. Like, and I felt bad for his sister, because, they're trying to make her get knocked up by some nobleman, so, like, because if, apparently, in their caste system, if a dwarf female gets knocked up by someone in a higher caste, you get promoted to a higher caste or something. And I was just like, wow, that's fucked up.
That's weird.
So, like, I felt for the other characters, but I'm like, I don't care what happens to this dwarf, right? Like, at all. Like, he can go, and I even named him, like, going back to, like, the whole, like, I mentioned Matt Cohen, like, the View Askewniverse, other podcasters, I named him after a podcaster, I named him after Brian Johnson from Tell Him Steve Dave, because he had, like, the fucking beard and long hair, and looked kind of like him. I'm like, I even named him and made him look like someone I know in real, or not know personally, but someone in real life, and I still don't fucking care what happens to the story. Like,
it's just something about the game, I guess, that you just don't care.
I can't describe it either, because I don't really care. I don't know.
I think that's going to be the longest section of our podcast, is you ranting about Dragon Age.
I think we're already more than 2 hours at this point.
Split it up?
Yeah, I guess we could make this into two episodes.
I'm saying, shut up already!
Just about reaching the end.
Hey, man.
All right. Just about reaching the end. We're on to Target now for PlayStation 3. First one is Pixel Junk Shooter.
Does it sound as bad as it sounds? I don't know.
Super Stardust HD.
Probably more like download games than because I don't have one on PS3.
And Flower, a game I've heard.
They're all download games.
That's a game I've heard a lot about, but I can't figure out what the hell it is.
Is that the one with wind?
Yeah. It's like you just wind them and blow life by flowers and you make them bloom and that's it or something.
Don't they have that on the Wii also?
I think I saw
a game on the Wii that was that. I don't know if it was the same, but it was the same premise. It was just this green ball. It was supposed to be a planet, and you just took the Wiimote and went meh, and then flowers grew.
I don't know.
I think I remember playing that.
Final category, strategy for PlayStation 3. First one, Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution.
I heard that was one of the few decent console RTSs. It's actually somewhat decent, but still nowhere near as good as being on PC.
Right. I guess I won't know until I've actually gotten to see it, but it's still pretty good to see some Sid Meier game on here. After that, Command & Conquer Red Alert 3. Hmm. Well, yet again, better than the PC. And Brutal Legend.
What?
I guess it's a strategy game, but
isn't it half strategy and part kind of action-adventure kind of thing?
It's a lot better on the 360, I gotta say.
I heard it was kind of so-so, but I didn't play it. But it does have the art style of Tim Schafer.
And that's pretty much all the nominees for the Smithsonian Games as Art exhibit.
Sad.
As you can see from our varied reaction, an extremely mixed bag with a lot of massive face palms.
It's not even a Resident Evil game on there.
Right.
What about games that can get some sort of reaction out of you, oh, shit, zombie dogs just jumped through that window. Gotta get away.
I'm not really sure what else to do now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, read off of, all the consoles we already read, and based on, what we've already heard, games that, weren't there that, no? Not going
to
do that? Okay, fine. I'll just edit that part.
We pretty much did that.
We already did that as we went.
The only thing I want to mention is, you briefly said earlier, I have to borrow. I have a GameCube suggesting you were going to let me borrow a GameCube. I have an idea.
Yeah?
I think me and you should trade games and make each other play games that we love. That the other person hasn't played.
On what system?
Whatever system. I have multiple systems. I will let you borrow one.
Hmm.
I'm cool with that.